Welcome to the Souls Harbor Church podcast. We're glad you're here. We invite you to join us in person at the church at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. We have services on Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday afternoon at 5, and Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. We invite you to come and join us. We're sure you'll be blessed.
Praise be to God. Psalms 116, verse 7. Let me just turn to that. I want to read that. I got me some new glasses. I can see now. Psalms 116, that ought to be about right here. I'm going to start reading about verse 12. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? Can I read that again? What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? My goodness, everything we have, we owe to God. Amen. All the blessings in our life, we owe to God. I will take up the cup of salvation, and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. In verse 16, no, I want to go to 17. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. And verse 17 is the theme of my message tonight. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving. Father, in Jesus' name, I praise you. Lord, I ask you to be with us tonight. Keep your precious hand upon us. I thank you for those that are here. And I pray, God, that you would bless them abundantly, Lord. Lift them up above the shadows. My God, set their feet upon the solid rock, which is Christ Jesus. Put your arms around them and love them, Father, for they love you. Forgive them when they don't tell you enough, Lord. Forgive you when they don't give you that sacrifice of praise. Master, I just love you and I praise you. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. And I will call upon the name of the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Huh? Isn't God good? Think of all the good things that you have. You know, every day I don't think there's a day that I pray that I don't thank God for my wife and for my home. Most of the time, and I try not to forget, my children. And then I ask God to save my children. You know, and I believe he will. I believe he will. I believe he'll answer the prayer of his saints, the ones that love him. He will. My kids were little, and they would come to me and say, Daddy, can I have this? If I could get it for them and if it wasn't harmful to them, I would give it to them. And sometimes I had to sacrifice a little bit to give them what they wanted. But I loved them, you see. And so God loves us. In the Old Testament times, there was a time of sacrifice. They had to come to the temple with the very best that they had. You know, God doesn't take second place. He don't want junk. And can I get on my favorite soapbox? Ladies, when you clean out your kitchen, don't bring your junk to the church. You throw it away or give it away or sell it or do something else with it. If you want God to have something, buy him something new and bring it. I don't think that we ought to have junk in our kitchen. Now, I don't think we have a lot of junk down there, but sometimes it comes in, doesn't it? Not no more. We got it stopped, didn't we? Praise God. But God don't like junk. He don't like second place. He wants the very best. So when they came for their sacrifice, they had to give the very best that they had. That cattle, cow, or sheep, or goat, or dove, or whatever it was that they gave had to be perfect. There could be no fault. They couldn't be lame. They couldn't be sick. They couldn't have any birth defects or anything had that was wrong with them. God did not want that. He wanted the best. Now, if that's the best they had, he would take it. But he wants the best. Where am I going with this? I'm going to offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Now, what is a sacrifice? When that person brought that sacrifice to God, you know, it hurt them financially to bring that sacrifice. You understand what I'm saying? They had to they had to go to their flock, and they had to pick the best that was there, and they had to bring that to the Lord and sacrifice it. And we get down on our knees, and I'm guilty of this too. Oh, God, bless my children, bless my wife, bless my family. Thank you for the food. And grab my spoon. That's not what God wants. He wants a sacrifice of thanksgiving. So what is a sacrifice? A sacrifice is the best you have. A sacrifice is something that it hurts for you to give. A sacrifice is something that you have to stretch to get it to God. A sacrifice is more than just lip service. You've given him a sacrifice of service. Now, I'm going to change the subject a little bit. There was a man that hoped to change his son's character. So he gave him a quarter and a penny to go to Sunday school with. And he said, now, you give whichever one you think ought to go to the Lord, you give that to the Lord. And so after church, he asked his son, he said, which one did you give? And the little boy said, Father, the pastor said that God loves a cheerful giver, and I wouldn't have been cheerful if I gave that quarter. And you know, sometimes we're that way. Our text in Psalms speaks of sacrifice and thanksgiving, but I want you to notice that the offerings were not established offerings. They were voluntary offerings. This offering is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It's something that you do because you love God. It's not something that God said, Pastor, you have to do this every day at 10 o'clock. You have to get on your knees and give me a sacrifice of thanksgiving. No, this is a voluntary thing that we give to God. It is made because we feel love for God. We feel that we want to just do our very best for him. However, we give it sometimes not giving our very best. And just like God would refuse that sacrifice in the Old Testament, I think sometimes he refuses our sacrifice when we don't give him the best that we have. The offering of sacrifice is not a prescribed or required, but it's highly suggested by the word that you give it unto God. If we have something to be especially thankful for, we should give God a praise offering sacrificially. How many have received something from God that you just tickles you to death? You're just so happy about it. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his excellent mercy has begotten us again into a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, into an inheritance undefiled, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. I'm going to go ahead and read some more. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise and honor and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. I don't know about you, but that's telling me that I need to praise the Lord. He's given me things that I could never hope to get. I'm a millionaire. I've got a home on a street of pure gold. I've got a mansion being prepared for me. My father owns all the cattle on 1,000 hills. He had all the gold and the silver and the whole world are his. And yet, I failed to get down on my knees and give him that prayer of sacrifice, of thanksgiving for what he's done for me. My goodness, he stretched out his hands and died. He said, I love you this much. Huh? We need to praise him. We need to lift him up. The psalmist said, I will pay my vows. He will not delay payment publicly, not to boast, but to show he is not ashamed of God's service to invite others to join him. Do you pray in the restaurants before you eat? You better. You're liable to choke if you don't. God liable to have to do a Heimlich on you to get you going again. Oh, bless the Lord. Remember my dad, when they first started serving beer in the restaurants, and they went in this restaurant to eat, and my mama looked around. She said, Daddy, they sell beer in here. We better go. He said, I'm not leaving, and they're going to hear the word. And he prayed so loud. I think they could hear him clear outside. He didn't want to not give God the blessings. Oh, dear Jesus, isn't it good to be a Christian? We sing enthusiastically the song, Praise God from whom all blessings flow. But where's the sacrifice? God didn't ask the authors of Psalms and 1 Thessalonians, and I got another scripture in 1 Thessalonians, just a little bit, to verbalize their gratitude, but they did it anyway because they loved the Lord. God has given us the opportunity for sacrificial giving as an expression of gratitude. And that doesn't necessarily mean monetarily. You give unto the Lord such as you have. Give the widow's mite. Give until it hurts. Because God is worthy. God is worthy. We may be eloquent in expressing our thanks. Some people can pray the prettiest prayers. And I'm so jealous of them. Well, I mean, they use these $5 words and they really can do it, you know. But when they get done, I feel dead. Because I think they're doing a little bit for show. But we need to pray a sacrificial prayer unto God. Does anybody know the theme of my message tonight? It's a sacrificial prayer unto God. How often do I need to repeat that? We need to pray until we sacrifice unto God. We need to pray until it hurts. A farmer helped a young man get his education. Young man didn't have money, and he probably was an orphan. I really don't know, but the farmer contributed to that and got him through high school, and after graduation, he received a graduate scholarship to a great university in Europe. But when that young man heard the farmer was very ill and could not get his harvest in, he canceled his plans and went to the farm and harvested the farmer's crop for him. That's true sacrifice. No more than God deserves. God gave us everything that we have. God gave us our very life. God gave us our salvation. God gave it to you. You did not earn it. God gave it to you. He bestowed it upon you. It's a gift. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. God gave it to you. And all he wants is your love. When your children were growing up, you could spank them and make them obey, but wasn't it better when they did it because they loved you? Oh, that pleased me so much. When the children would say, yeah, Dad, I know this is what you want and I love you. God has blessed us. We know it, we feel it, and we're thankful for it. And we offer to our God words of thanksgiving. But again, I say to you, where is the sacrifice? There's a story of a young man whose father died, and the father owned a sawmill. And in his memory, the son keeps that sawmill working. He oils it, he repairs it, he polishes the machinery, but he's not sawed a single log since his father died. His purpose is honoring his father. That story speaks volumes about the average Christian. We maintain the machinery of Christianity, but we are diligent in our oversight of God's gift. Do you want me to put that in plain English? You go through the element of Christianity and you forget just what God had to do for you and what he has done for you. We seem to have forgotten that God did not give us the church just to maintain it and show it off. He didn't give us this beautiful building. He didn't give us the finances to pay off the loan just to have us show it off and say, hey, come see how pretty our building is. I'm going to hurt now. We're supposed to be fishers of men, not tenders of the aquarium. We need to go out into the highways and byways and seek the lost and cause them to come in. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Told you I had 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, what does it say? In everything give thanks. It doesn't say give thanks in everything. He said it gives in everything give thanks. Notice Paul said that. We can be thankful in times of trial, in times of problems. You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it's almost the shortest verse. What is the shortest verse in the Bible? Jesus wept. This one says, rejoice evermore. Two words. 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Get mad all the time. No. Rejoice. Rejoice evermore. And I'm so happy, so very happy. I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, praise God, I'm so happy. And I want to tell you, Jesus, I want to thank you. I want to praise you. I want to offer unto you a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto you. We can be thankful in times of trial, problem. Rejoice. We need to rejoice. Rejoice there. But rejoice about what? Yes. Exactly. You sure spoiled my sermon. No, you didn't hear her. She said rejoice in everything. And that's true. That's true. But God is still on the throne. He has not abdicated. He's not stepped down. He's not ever going to step down. He is God and he will always be God. Rejoice. Thank God. He is invincible. Oh, praise God. Rejoice that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to his purpose. And you say, oh, no. How about this lady that was shot and killed and they stole her baby? I don't know. How about Terry's having problems? I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I know that God said all things work for good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. It doesn't have to be that it's all going to turn out roses, But it does mean that God will do the best for you because of that circumstance. All things work for good to them that love the Lord. Prerequisite. To them that are called according to his service. Prerequisite. That doesn't mean the guy out here on the street doesn't know Jesus Christ, that everything's going to be roses for him. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. You may think, boy, he's doing pretty good. Maybe I ought to go do what he's doing. But I want to tell you, he's going to end up in the lake of fire. I don't want to go there. No, 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 no. Pastor talked about that. By the way, that was a wonderful message. That was to the point and good. Rejoice that God will not suffer you to be tested above that which you're able to bear, but will with that temptation make a way of escape that you're able to bear it. You'll never be tried, you'll never be tested with more than you can stand. Your Lord is always with us. My Lord is always with us. Our Lord is always with us. Paul said, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. Paul said, sometimes he does that. He said always. Always. He always does it. God always causes us to triumph in Christ. God turns the curse into a blessing. With God, you're not a loser. You're on the winning side. You read the back of the book and we win. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He causes us to triumph in days of decision. He causes us to triumph in times of testing. He causes us to triumph in seeming defeat. How can you triumph in a seeming defeat? Because what the world thinks is a failure, to God be the glory, we're on the winning team. In everything gives thanks, for this is the will of God. Where's the sacrifice? The sacrifice comes when you give the best that you have to him in your prayers, in your life, in your whatever you do, you're doing everything for God. 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God which giveth us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are assured of victory over sin. We're assured of victory over the grave. We're assured of victory over death. If you hear that Leonard DeWitt died, don't you believe it. I'm more alive than I'll ever been here on this earth. What's more, I'll be alive forever. Pastor brought that out this morning. Our soul will never die. It's eternal. And we're going to spend that eternity in heaven or hell. I choose heaven. I choose God. I choose to serve him. I choose to give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Yes. Praise God. Closing. Revelations 1 and 8, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. 22 and 17, and the Spirit and the Bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the waters of life freely. Stand to your feet. God is good. God is good. Say it again. God is good. Now come to the altar and tell him that.
Thanks again for joining us on the Souls Harbor Church podcast from Wichita, Kansas. We invite you to join us in church on Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday afternoons at 5, and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We're here at 2601 North Meridian in Wichita, Kansas. God bless you and have a wonderful day.